Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's 22nd Jazz Concert. Gentlemen, that was Muskrat Ramble. At the Steinway was Gene Schrader. On the bass, Mr. Bob Casey. Who else can make the baritone sound like that but Ernie Caceres? On the trombone, Mr. Benny Morton. On trumpet, Mr. Billy Butterfield. The clarinetist, fullback, and strongman, Pee Wee Russell. And on the drums was that literary fellow, George Wetling. These are 7 of the 30 who are going to make their debut at Carnegie Hall Monday night under Eddie Condon's direction. Gilbert Seldes, critic laureate of hot music, has written a program note for the occasion. Listen to this excerpt. Quote, I've heard everything from medium to terrific music from an Eddie Condon aggregation. Mostly, it's been terrific. The walls of Carnegie Hall are by this time accustomed to strange sounds in the night, and I don't think anything is going to happen which will cause them to turn pale. And I think that in the long line of great musicians who have appeared at Carnegie, there must be some, and not all of second rank either, who will be listening by some ethereal radio and liking it. And that's signed, Gilbert Seldes. End quote. Is Eddie Condon in the house?
Thank you, Fred Robbins. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. We're going to stretch out, and I'm certain a yawn won't follow. Those of you who've already heard this commotion we create here every Saturday know what to expect. Those of you who haven't, please be patient. Because this is your best chance to find out. Sweet Lorraine and Red McKenzie are as closely identified as a GI in his uniform. Is that right? McKenzie's right here and he's ready. Take it.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy playing with a brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, and she's got a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. And when you see them, you are bound to realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my sweetie smile. And just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until the lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetie's smile. And just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until the lucky day when I marry my sweet Lorraine.
Well, Georgia is a state in this case. The songwriter decided to write about a young lady that came from there. And now a fellow we all know is going to tell you about her. That is Jess Stacy. And there's a fellow on the drums who's going to help Jess convince you. His name is Georgia Wetling. He's not leaving. Up to now, no fatalities have been reported. That makes a perfect backdrop for Mr. Edmund Hall. Ed is going to play a song that's practically Fats Waller's middle name, Honeysuckle Rose. With Ed, you'll hear George Wetling and Mr. Stacy again and Mr. Casey on the bassie. Now, here you go, boys. Take it, Jeff.
Interrupt the Eddie Condon Jazz Concert to bring you a bulletin from our New York newsroom. Washington, the 20th Bomber Command has just identified the target of today's heavy superfortress raid as that of Okayama on Japan's island of Formosa. Okayama is the most important air target south of Japan proper. The attack is described as successful. The communique says none of our superfortresses so far have been reported lost. More superfortresses participated in this raid on Formosa than in any previous attack. This bulletin is from our Blue Network newsroom in New York. And now, back to Eddie Condon's jazz concert.
That's an example of what's going to happen to Carnegie Monday. I hope I'm the first arrival. Let's dedicate this next one to a great clarinet player, the late Frank Teschmacher. Some of you may be familiar with the first record our mob ever made. If you are, you'll know what we're dedicating this to Tesh for. It was back in 1927 or 8, and the name was Sugar. About this song, Sugar, it's always been one of my favorites, and Max Kaminsky thinks so, too. Max uses this as his theme, and you'll hear Maxie throughout this, and if there's anything conjectural about that one and only Kaminsky tone, call your closest lawyer. One, two.
Thank you.
That was Maxie. Instead of dishes this week, we're going to give away something of higher value. The song is Don't Blame Me. Lee Wiley's going to sing it.
Ever since the lucky day I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do, if I can't conceive the thrill I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above me that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above me.
By popular demand, we present our baritone vocalist, Fred Robbins.
Well, thanks, Eddie, old boy. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a full report for you on what Carnegie Hall looks like from the inside. And Gene Schrader, Jess Stacy, Pee Wee Russell, Joe Grasso, Miff Mole, Ernie Caceres, Sid Weiss, Muggsy Spanier, Billy Butterfield, and Lee Wiley, all members of Eddie's cast for Carnegie the night after tomorrow, will be here to let you know what a Carnegie veteran feels like. Pee Wee likes it. He's going to join the Philharmonic. And here's an aside to those listening overseas to the Army Service Forces Radio. The War Department, the OWI, and the Office of the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs are all going to record Eddie's Carnegie concert and shortwave it to you. Ed, you got your toupee adjusted?
I think so. Thank you.
Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins. This is the Blue Network.